Good morning, Rabbi Yisai.
Good morning.
As we're learning the different halachas have to do with tefillah b'tzibur, we get now to a very important and relevant discussion, which I called it over here the roiv tzibur, the concept of roiv tzibur. We know that a tzibur is 10 people. But on the other hand, anybody learned afyayim, we just saw recently when we spoke about the idea of a tzibur by a zimun, which is a different topic, that you don't have to have the entire tzibur, the entire 10 people, but if you have a majority, that also works as a tzibur. We have a concept of working a tzibur with a majority. So the question is that that works in davening as well. Today we're going to focus on two things, which are very negel ma'aser. One is the starting of Shmoneh Esrei. Are you able to start Shmoneh Esrei if you don't have 10 people starting together? That's number one. Number two is starting Chazor Sashatz. Can the Chazan start the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei if you do not have 10 people? So there are two things over here. One is what we can learn today is starting Shmoneh Esrei, and the second one is Chazor Sashatz, repeating Shmoneh Esrei. Are you able to do that if you don't have the full 10? Obviously, we're talking about you have 10 people present in the room. That's no Shaila. If you don't have 10 people present in the room, you're not able to do it. But once you do have 10 people present in the room, do you need to have all of them right now present in their mind as well, as we'll see? So let's start. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch number one, Shulchan Aruch says, "K'shli atzibu chizeh atfilo." Now we learned this when we started the Hilchos of Chazal Shashatz, but it says, "K'shli atzibu chizeh atfilo akol yeshem lishtoik." Be quiet. Ulechavin lebrachas shavoach chazoyin v'alnos omin. You have to have kavana. The Shulchan Aruch ends this seif like this. If you do not have 9 people listening and paying attention, it's close to be a bracha levatola. Chazal Shatz requires 9 people listening and paying attention. And if you don't have 9 people listening and paying attention, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's korov lihiyos b'rkoisov levatola. It's close to be a bracha levatola.
Why 9?
You have to have 10 people. Him and plus 9. Him plus 9 people listening. Right. And the Shulchan Aruch ends, what enough communion for us? The person should always say, if I'm not going to be the one of the 9, who knows if you have here, even if you have 100 people, who said you have 9 people listening? So you always have to make sure you have 9 people listening. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. If not, it's Karol because of Atola.
What is Karol?
Oh, very good. Good point. Let's get to that. I want to get to that. Look at the Taz right away in that simon. Says the Taz, "Vim ein tisha b'chavim." So listen to the Loshra Taz. Mizen nire she'ein mitzayvin l'minyan mishein or shemeh. If you're not listening, he can't be part of the minyan. He needs to be there. Meaning, if somebody is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, his own Shmoneh Esrei, he's not one of those 9. So in this part, when we're getting to this Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be you must have 9 people listening and to the Chazan. So the Chazan cannot start Chazor Sashatz if you do not have 10 people together. You can't. That's what it seems to say over here. If you look at the B'Seis of number 3, B'Seis is the following. That's the B'Seis of Simon Nun Hei. 3 is on the left side of the page on the top. So he says, Kosu B'Agoyz Ma'aminers Pekhes Shemaram. He says the following, Shafi imit chilecho lispar levadoi, ve'inu yochalo isimoim. There's one person davening, and he's not with the tzibur, he's not able to answer. Ve'in kanela tisho sheyochlu lanois, when there's only 9, including the Baal Tfilo. You don't have here 10 people together, you have only 9. Afilo alchem itstar ifimoim. They do join. Dechtiv nikdash v'dech b'nei Yisrael, akol asor de b'nei gdush aninu shechina shaya. If you have 9 people, even though if you have 10 people present in the room, even though one of them is still davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's still okay. Fetei, there is a raya. Anybody who learned the fame, you learned it, that there is a shita, we don't pass like this. That even a baby who's in the crib could be the 10th. We don't pass like that. More just a few days ago in the fame. But we see that there is such a concept. So even though we said you need to have someone who is a bar hachi, someone who is an adult, but he doesn't have to actually be participating. That's what he says. We'll skip a few lines. And then he says, he ends, obviously we should try that everybody should be able to join, because anybody who can hear Gedusha and answer the Shmoneh Esrei is a great thing. And then three lines toward the end, he said, like, Vekamlon, Moiri Arav, Mari Yaakov Barav, Shimayo Echad Yashin, if one of them is sleeping, Mitztav Yimatisha Lakadja Gedusha. So the Bishayzer brings the idea that if you have nine, and one of them is still Mil Shmoneh Esrei, it's fine. And then he says the idea of even sleeping may be okay. If you look at number four in Shulchan Aruch, back to the right side of the page, the Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha at Siman Nun Hey. Im itchel echad ma'asar lispala levadoi, ve'einu yochal lo simoim, oy shu yoshe afilu ach, oy shu yoshe even yoshen, afilu achim itztarf imoim. So the Shulchan Aruch over here says you can do tziruf even if you have one of them not joining in. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Now, if you look, I'm skipping a second because it's very important for this point. If you look at the Mishneh Berurah number 7, go down to number 7, the Mishneh Berurah says, he brings the Achorin to say it, Echad Ma'asara, Hu Adin Yosef Me'echad. Not only one, it could be more than one. Because as long as you don't have the full 10, one of them is Lishmoneh Esrei, it could be more than one. Vilvachi Sharu Rubam, it needs to be the majority answering. Shem Yisbal Lishmoneh Esrei, Echad Anoy Simoim. You have to have the majority, they're not down Lishmoneh Esrei. Some are machmir, more than one. We for sure don't do more than one. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us that when the Shekhinah tells you that one of the ten are not there, it is fine, says the Shekhinah. Says the Mishneh Berurah, even more than one, even two, three, or four. And he brings it from that according to the Elio Rabba, says it, that you could have, as long as you have six people, you have a majority, similar to what we learned recently in the Fiyami regarding Zimun. So, it's good enough to be in the minyan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Siman Nun Hey. So, all the Achronim are bothered, it seems to be a stira. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuk of Dalet said, if you don't have nine people that are joining and listening and answering and paying attention, it's Karayv Liyaz Begaz Bechal Vatal. Siman Nun Hey says, even if one of them is not joining him, and says the Mishneh Berurah, they lure out, but others, it could be even more than one. Discussion could be more than one or not. But some say it could be more than one. Some say not. By the way, if you want to look, the Chayodim number 8, Chayodim says, when he brings it, he says, Ashad Chayzat Filo, Shad goes back, Tzim Lakol Lishmoav Lanois Omel Kobocha Bocho, Vim Ein Tei Tisha Shoyim Voinim, Nine on answering, I recall Bocho Shivavorech in Levatolo. Bocho Levatolo, if you have nine. Moinchu Godol Moid. That's what he says. And then he said, he didn't say Korov. He says, really. Then in the next line, if Yesh Oyim Shibuchim in Amoshel Chazashat, Vim Yesh Rak Tesh Shoyim Vechad Nem Yoshen, Yesh Lizor Lakitsu Nishish, we have to wake him up. For the Kishpal Yam Tit Shizah, Ubid the Eved, Emi Yivshayim, it's Taref, Vedav Kaechot. Only one, not more than one. Not like the Lirah Rabba that the Mishnah Berurah says it could be even four. But, again, Chur Stir, Shekhanah says it's going to be Batola. And then it says, in Tzibin Nei, that it's okay. How do you answer that? So first of all, we just saw the Chayodim. Chayodim seems to say there's a difference between Lechatchila and Dievet. Lechatchila, it's a problem, Dievet not. Especially according to the way Chayodim says it, it says it's Brocha Levatola. So how can it only be Dievet? What? He says one. We don't, yeah, but the Chura, how does it work together? So really, the Drisha, I made a mistake. I could put it in it's 4a, right above the Chayodim. It's supposed to be the Drisha. It says the Chayodim. It's a Drisha. The Drisha says, and here goes to your point, Korov, Avaloi Mamish, only Korov, not fully. So he brings another source why it could be okay, because there it says, Simon A, if you start Shmoneh Esrei, and some people left out, you can continue. You don't have to stop in the middle. So basically, it comes out from the Drisha. So with the Chayodim, it's close to be Brachal Vatol, but it's not a Brachal Vatol. You're still fine, but not perfectly fine. That's what comes out, both from the Chayodim and from the Drisha. The Goyen also points out to this, what the Drisha is speaking about. That it says, if you leave, so you can able, you know, you can still continue to answer. So you see that there's such a thing, even less. So that's one way to put it together. Right? We have over here the Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict itself.
So you can have, first you can leave in the middle of chazaras hashas, and you could still be okay with nine.
Yes, that's halacha mefureshes. That's halacha mefureshes. Now here, as we'll see in a moment, you could argue that there at least they start with 10. As we'll see in one moment. There you start with 10. It's a little different. But the Drisha brings as a raya, hi, the Shekhanah said Simon and if one of them, when they start, he's in Moshe Nesre. Right. Or he's sleeping. It's okay. Similar to the fact that you don't really have to have all 10. The Drisha compares beginning end doesn't make a difference. Maybe it goes back to our previous year. The Lamai say, as long as it's basically a Diev, it's Kari of the Brochel Vatala, but now Mamish, the Chayodim, it's a little hard to say, but he doesn't favorish. But Diev with less than 10 is okay.
It's interesting because you can't say Kaddish Yosem if that person leaves and you'll have 9 people, including.
Also depends. Kaddish Yosem, Rabbi, Kaddish Tiskabel, we do. That's a different halach. We'll get to that, right? Right. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch Rav is very strict about this. Shulchan Aruch Rav number 5 says, He mitchil echad ma'asoy ispal tvi ashronais alabadu. You have one person davening Shmoneser, and he can't answer with him. The fact that you have a few that are not able to answer, it's okay. You don't have to have all of them. You don't have to be there. So here the Shulchan Aruch Rav is in Siman Nun Hey. That's like the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to have all 10. Parentheses. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, what are we talking about? Okay, going Kaddish Ubarchu. Or if you look Gdusha. Ima Shat, so you spell Adain. Pelach Shbatzwa. You could do Gdusha also with if you have Rav. Aval kishashat choizat filo for chazorish ashat pam beis tzorich lizor shutes shoyimim ve'oinim amen achav shoy berkoiso levatolo. Shulchan Aruch Rav says this is the difference. If you talk about kaddish and baruchu and kedusha, you want to have be able to do it. You could have 6 and 4 could be in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But to do chazorish ashat, you need to have all 10. And that's really Shulchan Aruch is really answering the stira. When Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Hey tells us you can have a roiv or at least 9, depends on the mechlekes. That's talking about other things. By the way, Siman Nun Hey is talking about what? It's talking about Kaddish, Tzichus Kaddish. It's talking about Kaddish. But we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, Shulchan Aruch says you must have all Chazal Shatz. If you want to start Chazal Shatz, you must have all 10. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav learns. So Shulchan Aruch Rav basically arguing on what seems to be the Chayodim says the B'diyev you can have less, and even the Drisha we said Pashri says B'diyev you can have less. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav holds. The Mogen Avraham is quoting a Maharil. If you look at the Mogen Avraham, Avraham says Mitztaf Yimorim Dekakol Be'asosh Kin Hashariah. And he brings afterwards the road of Mishwar says, because of a Ral ben Chavi, if Ulal Fizu Adin Gimel or Dalet, he doesn't like that so much, Magna Avraham. And then he says the following. The next line, starting 4 or 5 words into it. The Kosovo of Ariel, Avaka, the Kosovo of Rosh, the Bainji, Chanu, 10 Lubikas Ashahats. Even though we learned you have to have 9 listening, that's the Shulchan Aruch that we said before. He must have all 9 listening. Koshka Siruchu of Dalet. We don't know it like that way. The Maharil says, we're not noyik to be makbid to have all 9.
We're not
makbid. Our minig is not to do that. We see that sometimes people talk and we're still going to do a chazal shatz. So the Maharil is talking about Shmoneh Esrei, chazal shatz. That's what he's speaking about in Farish. He also inside, maybe we shouldn't bring it. But that's what he says. So comes out, the Maharil says, it's really machlekes. The Rosh, the Simon Kufnun, that's the Rosh. The Rosh says you should have 9. But the Shulchan Aruch brings the Simon a different Shita. And that Shita argues. And that's what we like. So it comes out with the base of what we said now. We have 3 answers, 3 explanations. What's the difference between Simon Chufdal and the Shulchan Aruch said you have to have all 9? Simon a says maybe one doesn't have to be there and adds other Achayim say it could be more. Either it's lechatchil and dievet, or it's difference between chazaz hashatz and other things, or it's a machlekes, and the Maharil says we're not knowing that way.
Why would there be a difference between
I mean, why is the Zohar Shabbat so much higher than Baruch or the other thing, especially now where we own them?
Oh, very good. So the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav alludes to it a little bit. He says, because the only way they mesaken, they establish this Chazal Shat, is only for Tzibur. So, Kedusha is a din that you can't say Dovah Shabbat Kedusha Pochem HaSar. As the Gemara says, Shechina is not Shoyer, but it's a din. So you have din, you have Shechina. But Chazal Shat is not only din that Shechina has to be here. It needs to be a certain type of davening of a tzibur. So if you don't have your 10, you don't have a tzibur over here. That's what he says. In other words, it's like, we learned that svar leil. The idea of shech tzibur chazat tefillah is a whole concept. We're ready to daven. We have to daven again. It's a din and tzibur to chazat davening. Okay, so din and tzibur, we must have a tzibur. That's what he says over here. If you look at the siach halacha, it's a beautiful sefer on the Mishnah Berurah, or a chayim, he goes through the Mishnah Berurahs. Tries to bring all the different lumdas about it. And he says the following. In number 9 on the left side of the page. He says, Lefiz and Inso. He speaks about this theory. He says, the Shad, Shit Chichazud, the Shad, Tzorin, the Shein, Tesh, Shikom, Tfilas. We don't have 9 listening. Shit is here, Rabo, Der Chaim. Afilim, Da, Ispalim. Kamken, Mitztarfim, Vein, Brochus, the Shad, Tzavatala. He says, based on what we're just learning over here, in Simon Nun 8, it sounds you don't have to, 6 is okay, but you have it. Similar to the Drishon Chayodom. That's what he wants to bring. And then he brings the drish. He says maybe Shulchan Aruch Rav also means it. And he wants to say that maybe there will be a difference if you start. And then he concludes with the Shulchan Aruch Rav. If you look at the last part, it's like the last paragraph of this Siach Halacha. We might be going to show some of our shlitas. It's not obviously shmashvati. If you didn't know the car because of the tola, the man she chivnu a soil of brikas ovis. The chen gabi shai brachas who shein des bechavni of our car brachas of a tola. It says, even when you say that you carved it batola, it's not batola, it's only if all 9 heard the first bracha. But they didn't hear the rest. So it's carved, because the first bracha is most important. But if they're not hearing even the first bracha, then the shkunach says, it's batola. And then he ends, if you look at the last 3 lines of the Siach Halacha, he says you have to hear the first bracha of Shoyin Shmoneh Esrei. He says you have to hear the first bracha, but that's bracha levatala. So we have here many shitas, we're saying over here. Question is, how do we treat if you have less? The Kodesh Shulchan Aruch Rav, you can't daven Shmoneh Esrei if you don't have all 9 listening. You can't. According to the Drisha and Simon Chayodam, Lechatchili you should have 9. There's only B'dievet, you have only 6. The my real sense of saying that we're arguing in the Rosh should say that it's okay. That's what we have. If you look over here in the Chuvas Vanogas number 10 is the Chuvas Vanogas is the Rosh Sternbuch. Sternbuch says the following: Lefiza Alochem Avuher. The Aloch is clear. Shenochoin laamtin shiutisha ruim v'oyim amin. So what lemaisa? Lemaisa is for sure better to have 9. But if you'll do it, people will leave. Even if one is davening, you can. So, in other words, lechatchila you have 9, except the chazan. If not, one is okay. What? Echad is still down. One is still davening. Yeah. Ubishas atcha gadol. It's a big track. I feel like a bomb is probably matchil by those shots. Kapoinski a teacher showing me no meakif. Shasoim chim al bach, chres takdoilo, kafachain, beaz a chazor kapoinis al shma. That's what he says. And then he ends something very important. He says, Beschuz the shma kadush amoin din amoin amin, velo loy mi'u la ketvil za tzibu od pa ki gatikona, shleze tzor shim tisha shayim kedim. So that's what he says. Lemaise says the Chuzan Nogas, that it's b'dievah we do it. But you know how we do it? We do Kippur Yisrael Shema. What's Kippur Yisrael Shema? We have a din, and this is another simon. And really, I think we're learning it le'il in simon samechtes. The Shulchan says the following. There is a katzah, a person, we sometimes see it. The person comes late to davening, and he missed everything. So what does he do? He tells 9, can you please answer me? And he says, can be baruchu? And he could say, starts Shmoneh Esrei, says Kedusha out loud. alone. He's the only one davening. What do you mean? You don't have 10 over here. Only one guy davening. The 9 you're already done. Yeah, you ask for them for a favor. Just answer my kedusha. How does that work? That's called poyres hashma. Poyres hashma means you're like skipping hashma. You're doing it one, joining, having 9 coming with him to do that sibudik thing. Says the Rebbe Shteinbuch, when you have 10 people in the present, but you don't have 9 people answering the chazan, I mean, you don't have 10 people in chazan l'shatz, it's like gara mi poyres hashma. Meaning, it works, you're able to do it, but it's not the tefillah b'tzibur. Basically, similar to Shchanan Rav says you're not allowed to. He says you're allowed to, you can do it, but you just don't get the merit of tefillah b'tzibur. The full tefillah b'tzibur is 9 people answering.
What do you get?
It's a... you're getting a mila of doing Baruch Hu and Kedusha. You get that, but it's not a tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur, as we learned last week, tefillah b'tzibur has such a big mila, as the Rishonim bring, we say in Halacha, that it must be answered. The Shlo says, we see many times he's not answered. So you don't know what it means to be answered. Sometimes it's answered different ways. But tefillah b'tzibur breaks all the borders, all the boundaries, goes in, and it's going to be answered. You don't have that same value. Not davening b'tzibur.
Like in school, they give you partial credit.
Get partial credit. We don't know exactly what it means. But loymut is not the same thing.
Is there an Indian to people come like tomorrow and they barchu? Is there even
a... Yeah, because they yurtz to their barchu. They get the barchu. It's not the same milo of tefillah b'tzibur. But think about barchu is a little different because of the shatz. Because it could be the barchu from the beginning. It doesn't have a din of a tzibur. We're not so sure about that. But it doesn't have the... Assuming that it is, it doesn't have the same milo. That's what says that Shuvah Zanog. Shuvah Zanog really is going with the Chayadom, going with the Drisha. They're saying, L'chatchila is okay, you should have time, but you have it now. But he adds another knage. He says, you have it, but you're not going to have the Tzilbet Tzibor. He basically is taking the Shulchan Aruch around, the Tzilbet Tzibor is only 9. He says, you can use that for that as well.
This applies to Shakos and Linfa. What about Meiruv?
Very good. So Meiruv, you don't have the Shats.
Right.
So you don't have that.
Well, you have to wait to say the Kaddish
afterwards. Right. Oh, very good. It's a good point. So, according to that, the Kaddish afterwards, you don't have a din of Tzibur. The Tzibur is only in Shmud Esrei. So then, the Chur should be able to make in Ma'ariv, not to wait for all that. That's why people more make in Ma'ariv. Because maybe you don't have Tzibur by Kaddish only.
Oh, because when you're in by Shachris, even if they walk out, you can still say the Kaddish to Skabo.
Right, that's for sure. So the Kaddish, that's really the Chiluk that Shulchan Aruch Rav said. Shulchan Aruch said the Kaddish you can do with 6. No problem. The Chachilo. Right, it says, there's no problem. Ain't Akiv. Shayna Mir says, but you told you don't need the 10. So the Kaddish is not a problem. It's only the Dinish one answer. That's the Chur what happens. I don't know if anybody argues in that. I'm not sure. So that's what we have over here regarding that we have regarding this Chazal Tashatz. It's like, do you need to have 10? Answer is, you should have 10. But do you have it? If you're stuck, people leaving? We just had a big discussion. There's a minion in town, somewhere in town. They started a new minion at 6:30. And when they started it, they had a problem because people were leaving. They had to catch a train. So if you wait to have 10 people, it's rancid. By the end of the davening, you won't have a minion. So there, there's some people, but they have it. They have only 6 people to finish one answer. But again, is that tefillah b'tzibur? Like tefillah b'tzibur is not tefillah b'tzibur. That's what it's not the same tefillah b'tzibur. Now we'll get back to that. What? I don't know. In other words, do maybe the Chayyadim says b'di'evid and Mitztayim maybe argues on this concept.
But Shon
Esrei,
10 people, that's
2 of the... So we're talking about Chazal Shatz. Now let's go to the beginning of Shon Esrei. Now let's go to the beginning of Shon Esrei. I see that in place. At number 11, you see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Simen Samech Tes, Kosev Mogen Avrom, end of the first line. Number 11. End of the first line. Because I'm going to have you nearly. The ain't show shisha shleispalalu. If you don't have 6 that in davin, leispalal shleitzu belachash. So they were talking. That seven is talking about that prayer shema. You're coming in late. You have only 4 people davening. What should you do? So don't the chazan should not do shmonesu belachash and repeat it. Because doing shmonesu belachash and repeating it is only a din in a tzibur. The only reason you're doing that case is only for Kedusha. That's what he says with it. By the way, that's a little bit of the problem with the Chuza Nugget says. Chuza Nugget says basically when you have six people answering Zod Shat, so it's similar to Parizah Shema. Parizah Shema, you can't do two Shmoneh Esrei. You don't do one Shmoneh Esrei Pelachash, another Shmoneh Esrei Bekoyim. So it seems like Chuza Nugget is just taking the example from there, even though it doesn't really apply with the same halachas. Right, again, just to clarify what we're saying. When you have one person coming, he says, guys, please answer me. Can he daven two Shmoneh Esrei? One Shmoneh Esrei Pelachash, and the other one answer me? No. He does only once, loud. Here you are doing two. In the case you have six people answering. So it's a little bit like in between. That's where the little Chuza Nugget is not 100% clear. But that's what Shabur says. But how does Shabur ends? That's what I want to get to. Aval, kesheyesh, roiv minyon. If you have six, says the Mishtaburo, hem kemoi tzibur gomer. It's like a full tzibur. What is Mashmi saying? Tzibur gomer means what? You could start Shmoneh Esrei with six people. It's a tzibur gomer. What's between that and what we said regarding Chazos HaShatz? So seemingly, because the Mishabur here is talking about start Shmoneh Esrei. Could they daven Shmoneh Esrei Belachash? It's like a tzibur gomer. If you have six people, daven Shmoneh Esrei. That's the thing the Mishabur here is coming. Samech Tes is different than others. Not forgetting Chazos HaShatz. Speaking, should we daven Tfilah Belachash? Says, yes, if you have six people, daven Tfilah Belachash. It's like a tzibur gomer. Mash over here, the davening together, you don't need to have the 10 people. 10 people is only for Chazos HaShatz. That we're asking at least the Chatchila. But davening enough to have six, that's about Shalim Mishabur. If you look back at Chuvas Hanogas, number 12, it's a different segment. It says, he brings something else. He says, the Maranagri says, it's the guy with the brisk. The guy with the brisk said, Chmir she'ein b'shisha b'tpalin d'tfila b'tzibur. Not like a Mishabur. Says, six is not good out there b'tzibur. She'tzorech asoro mispalin yachad. U'bezen nikro t'fila b'tzibur. If you don't have 10 davening together, it's not t'fila b'tzibur. For loy shalat b'zeh rubik kikoyle. Don't say, what about a roiv? I have a roiv, I have six, should be good enough. He says, no. Kashem shal shayach loyin shabba speak shayach b'koyis roiv revis. Let's say, I have to drink a revis. So I'll put in a cup, less the revis. He says, no, you need to have a full cup, a revis. You could drink out of it a roiv, but you need to have the mitzias of the revis. Kam ka tzibu ha'inu ha'asom yispa'al yachad dafko. V'chein koz b'chuz yad eliyo. And then he brings Rabbi Yehuda Dessler, Shabbat Shabbat Bekelem, Echimir, Moed, Shekulim, Sarah, Basach, Asnash, Gol, Yisrael, V'yatchilu Yachad, Mamish, Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei has to begin with 10. Shmoneh Esrei has to begin with 10. V'yikai Dinzal, Kobe, L'chatchil. That's what he says. And then concludes the Rav Shtarim, Baruch HaFala. V'nire, the second paragraph. T'kishen, J'kishish, V'yispa'alim, V'yishma, Sorim, Otom, Shehen, V'yispa'alim. You have 6 davening, not 10. Says Yeshnei Din, there's 2 dinim. Yesh Tfilah Betzibur, Yesh Tfilas Hatzibur. You're davening with a tzibur, or you're the davening of the tzibur. Tfilah Betzibur and Tfilah Yachad Betzibur. Say me Moyin Ruben Kekulam. She's building Yachad Tfilah. Tfilas Hatzibur, because Yatzibur is spelling Yachad. He says there's 2 things. When you're starting Shmoneh Esrei, you want to daven the davening of the tzibur. You have to daven 10 together. You want to daven bet tzibur, that means when you have a tzibur around, 6 is good enough. That's what he says. So it comes out again, l'chatchil d'yevet. L'chatchil is you have 10, because that's the main way to daven. But b'di'evet, if you have 6, it sounds, the Shabur says, is okay. So it's tfilas hat tzibur, not tfilah, it's tfilas bet tzibur, not tfilas hat tzibur. It's not a tzibur joined davening together, but it's a tfilah davening when you have a tzibur over there. If you look at number 13, the Gris Moshe, because Moshe has 3 simonim, 3 tshuvas about it. In the beginning, in Chelek Aleph, has Sibur Kavches, Kavtes Lamed. And in Kavches, he starts. That's how he starts it. And he mamish, that's a shito. He named Dvar Ma'at Tfilah B'tzibur Shamati, Shoma Shamati, Shudavka Keshekoi La'asor Yisparim Lo Yisagi. Peri Vayim Minyan. Says Rav Moshe, I said that I need to have all 10 together. Who are Emes? Chene Fosh B'chai Odom Kla Yutes. She calls the Ikat Tfilah B'tzibur Yitfilah Yutches. Then she Yisparlu Asor Anoshim Shein Gdoilim B'yachat. The 10 people together. So says the Yis Moshe, he's very strong, like the guy with the brisk that the Chuvas Hanogas says. He says in order to start Shmoneh Esrei, you need to have 10. You must have 10. Belachash. Comes out for Yis Moshe that if we go together, what we said before, starting Shmoneh Esrei, you should have 10. Chazos HaShatz, you can be the Eved, have 6. Like we learned. But the other, you can't have even 6. Right? connected with your Moshe of last week, that doesn't really matter where you are, they can all draw it together. Your Moshe last week said that even if a prison starts in the middle, as long as you have nine people, it's called Tfilah B'Tzibur. That's, you can join the Tzibur, an individual can join eight Tzibur davening.
In the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, you can join the
Tzibur. You can join the Tzibur, but you're not Tfilah B'Tzibur's 10 people. So here we have a big machlekes in the Achronim. Huge machlekes. Can I start with six, or I need to start with 10? So the guy with the brisk, the Griswager says, you must start with 10 to have a minion. The Mishnah Berurah sounds to say that six is, like we said, it's a lushan. It's like a full tzibur. And the Rav Shtarbel puts together, he says, listen, you get tefillah b'tzibur, not tefillah zat tzibur. If you look at the Minchas Yitzchok, Yitzchok Weiss, says, he brings here number 14. And he brings different mekayrus. He's got a jump to the summer. He has two very long tshuvas about it. One long, one not so long. But he says like this, Shuv Reisi, that's the end of the Tshuva, Nun Beis, on the bottom, number 14. Shuv Reisi, Sevet Tfilah B'Tzibur, Shevi B'Seve Emek Brocha, and Brocha is the Grappa Baranchik, the Ilui. Pinyoni Tfilah, Shurichim Mikama Reish, and Evdel Ben Emir Zosh B'Gdushul, Vin Ma'at Tfilah B'Tzibur Gmuro, Ferubu Kechul Emani. So there's a Raya, you can have a Roy, if you don't have to have the whole table. Chenevi Shavizeh Beis Baruch, Upele Masha Murgal, if you're a born in Lilmo, you're called Dibichai Yodom, that's the the rumor she brought it. To the Armenian Ruby Kulf of Tibur. Fiashli Tmoya, the long she was over few Shachelot, and Mishtabur, Vashloi Kibnul Zeklau, Pedjigam Lunches of a Savior. So he brings a whole quote of many a coin in the old. Six is good enough. It's good enough. And he concludes that's a Simon Vav. And Simon Zayin comes in the Chesed and concludes, Uvichay Nir La Loko, Desh La Achmir, Lechatrilo, Hecho de Efshar. Al Beloy Efshar Nir Kana. What he means is, Lechatchilos try to have nine, but the evidence it's okay. So this Bandama over here stands to say that six is good enough, like the Mashwas and Mishabro. Six is Kamoy Tzibur Gomor, it's a good Tzibur. So it comes out, when you start Shmoneh Esrei, do you need to have 10 or not? We have, when Shmoneh Esrei Belachash, the Mishabro's Mashwas is that six is good enough. We see over here that you have the Sevek Emek Brach and many others that say six is good enough to start the Shmoneh Esrei. But there are poiskim that hold, you need to have all 10. We have the guy with the brisk and Ramoshe. Ramoshe holds, if you don't have 10, you don't have the real tefillas at Tzibur. As we said, Rav Shtarbel puts out, that it depends if it's tefillas hat Tzibur, tefillas bit Tzibur. So the Lamai say, better to start when you have 10, but there's many achorim that say you can start with 6. When you're doing chazos hashatz, so there the lashor shulchan aruch is, it's if you do chazos hashatz, you don't have 9 answering, is Korov Leah's Baruch of Atala. It's always Baruch of Atala. Now we said, the Shurav and Simon Nunei sounds, you could do even less. So either there he's not speaking about Chazal Shatz, or there it's a B'dievet, right? Or, and again, there's other ways to put it together. For example, that it's not considered to be the same level of Tfilah B'Tzibur. It's really, it's something else. So it sounds, what we learned is that Chazal Shatz, better to have 9. Because if you don't have 9, again, the lashon of the Rosh is, it maybe it's a Baruch of Atala. Now again, we say maybe different, it's okay. Better to have 9. To start Shmoneh Esrei, there's what to be saying, especially in the Mishnah Berurah, that as long as you have 6, is good enough. So many times, you have a very small amount, it's a small minion, you have only 10 people. Some people come a little late, and they're in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, you get to Shmoneh Esrei, can I start Shmoneh Esrei? So we see with Mishnah Berurah, you can be saying, to start Shmoneh Esrei. What about Chazal Shatz? From what we learned here, better to start Chazal Shatz with 9. Again, if you have your spam is stuck, you can rely on it to have less than 9 answering. Stage 1, try to have 8 answering. As we saw, that's how the Chayyadim learned. And big Deva, Doicha Gadol, as the Lashon we had before, we could do it even if you have 6.
What's the Indian with 6?
6 is a Roif. Majority.
But why? Oh, just the majority. Just a simple majority.
You have to have majority to answer, yeah. Because now you're missing the Tzibur.
Shliach Tzibur should have that he should say it's a tefillah
nedava. Oh, so we learn in this. It's a good, very good point. What you're saying in that Shulchan Aruch that says that 9 are not listening. What happens if you have 9 and you're in Tzibur? There is 20 people, but nobody's listening. So we learn that's a mishtuwin. Mishabur in Siman and A over there in that Shulchan Aruch, and he brings it. He says on Sif Dalit, he need to have. Sorry, on the hand Chuf. When he says here that you have to listen, the Mishnah Berurah ends and says, "Al keni roe lechatchilo lechaven lishmoya kol ha'brocha." That's what he says, and then he says, Venerally, the bechoyin zeh, when you have people, I'll start one line before because it's a good muster to end with. Even people that are talking, we're still joining in for a minion. Like the Ma'aril says, it's better to do the following. Because you have nine listening, that's what he says. So some according bring that the Siach Halach is one of them. Says we mail him. It makes sense that when you don't have nine people answering the chazan, and the Shulchan Aruch says Kormos Baruch Levatalo. Many learn that so Mishabur learns if you don't have nine, it's Kormos Levatalo. Just with the other, maybe with same and others. So you should do that same thing. If I don't have nine, it should be a Tfilas Nedava. That svara works as well over here, even though Mishabur did not say it. Right?
It doesn't work at Shabbos.
That's also, you bring it over here. And I want to point out, Chaim says, you can't do it. That doesn't work at Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't work. So again, what we learned is that it's, when you start one answer, you should have 10. But with the end, if you have 6, it's okay, because we have many to be Saimichon. Chazos Hashad, it's worse. You should have 10. Again, with the end, you can have 9 or 6. But it's a more doichik with the end. That's what I'm today. Very good. We'll stop over here. Beis Hashem, next week, we'll continue with Shemek Ha'ineh. It has to do also with the Megillah.